Let's read this morning's Bible verse, and where I'm going to preach a sermon from out of Luke chapter 17.
Sizofunda iBhayibheli kuLuka isahluko 17.
From verse 11.
Kusukela kuverse 11.
It's a well-known Bible portion. You learned and heard it from childhood.
Lendaba indaba eyazekayo kakhulu abantu abayifundayo nokuzwa ngayo kusukela esewumntwana.
As he went on his way to Jerusalem, it occurred that Jesus was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee.
Wathe sehamba kuye Jerusalem wadabula iSamaria neGalilee.
And as he was going into one village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance.
Verse 13,
and they raised up their voices and called, "Jesus, Master, take pity and have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go at once, show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cured and made clean.
Verse 14. Uthe ewabona wathi kuwo hambani niyoziveza kuba priesti wathi sahamba hlanjululwa.
Then one of them, upon seeing that he was cured, turned back, recognizing, thanking and praising God with a loud voice. And he fell prostrate at Jesus' feet, thanking him over and over. He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was there no one found to return and to recognize and give thanks and praise to God except this alien?" And he said to him, "Get up, go on your way. Your faith has restored you to your health." Let us pray. Lord, as we've heard, bless your word abundantly. That it might reach the furthest, farthest corners of this world. With this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom we have read here.
Amen.
Amen. This word has been on my heart for some time. And as Baba Ngubane was talking, I think I'd like to add it in this way. In the world, Africa has been a dark continent.
Ezweni lelizwe lakithi Africa limnyama.
I think often people have misused, call it the West, whoever it may be, the East, have misused Africa.
Abantu lelizwe lakithi balibiza ngendlela leyo okungeyona And I
can maybe put it this way. Often, you find that we in Africa, that we are at each other's throats, and those that want what they need or what they think and what they are greedy for, they take it out while we're busy with our own selves and our own problems.
Ngingasho ngithi kukhona lokhu esibhekene nabo ukuthi kukhona abantu abafisayo ukuthi baveze izinto ngendlela ehambisana nabo.
But this morning your heart goes out and we pray and say, oh Lord, can't you raise up Africa once again to be the shining light in this dark world?
Namhlanje kwabakhona isifiso sokuthi hawu uNkulunkulu ubungeke yini usihawukele ukuthi lelizwe lakithi libe ukukhanya emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
And then I mean Africa of different colors.
Uma ngisho lokhu ngisho iAfrika
enabantu. We are all part of it. I've born here, I've been bred here. Where must I go? This is my place. This is where I belong.
Ngizalelwe la, ngingowala, ikuphi lapho ngahamba ngiye khona?
And many of us that we pray and say, Lord, that you sent the gospel to the tip of Africa. May your will be done. And may you rise up, men and women, children, as we heard of this youth conference. May it be part of bringing new light and new life to this country and this continent.
Njengokubake sesazi ukuthi isimo sinjani. Umuntu uyamcela uNkulunkulu ukuthi kuso leso simo amkhanyisele njengoba kade sinenkonzo nje zabantwana.
My experience with the past youth week has been something that you experience as some deeper life of the young people seeking out the Lord more. For me, it's been a standout when you listen to the young people speaking, say, God is doing something new.
Ngingasho ngithi ekapheleni kwami, ngikaphela ukuthi kukhona uNkulunkulu akwenzile kubantu abasha kulezi inkonzo.
May it be that like this one Samaritan leper, may it be that we, not only Africa, but the world might experience healing from sin.
Ngifisa ukuthi kwanga titi leso simo Samaria ahlangana naso nomhlaba wonke ungahlangana nakho.
We are approaching the end of an era, the end of time.
Sisondela manje na ekugoqweni komhlaba lapho izinto zizophela khona.
When we see how evil is growing and how it's getting worse and how blatant they're doing things and saying things, that you wonder if ever there was a time in this world where things were bad as this. Maybe it's Sodom and Gomorrah, even worse, we don't know. But God had enough of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, it's enough is enough. What? But what will he say about the situation of our world that we live in?
Kwanga titi, sesi sesimweni, lapho izinto zenzeka kabi kakhulu kunaqala. Kodwa ke mhlambe abase Gomorrah ne Sodoma bangasho njalo.
And parents, if your children, if young people need help today, if need help, is no better than time today. You can't waste your time and not teaching and helping your children, because they're growing up in situations that when you look at them, you say, the poor, poor souls.
Singati bazali, sekuyisis khathi lesukuthi umzali leso sikhathi asisebenzisele ukulekelela ingane yakhe ngoba kucacile ukuthi lokho okwenzekayo kuyinto ebhlungu kakhulu.
The devil is out to trap our youth.
Uphumile uSathane ukufaka onochaka entsheni yethu.
Lift Christ up in your families.
Phakamisa uKristu emndenini wakho.
You mother, don't say it's the husband's job, and your husband, don't say it's the mother. Both of you. Both of you. And if you haven't done it, then repent of it and start doing it.
Makungabi khona umuntu othi kufanele kwenziwe umama noma kufanele kwenziwe ubaba, kodwa sekufanele sibambisane.
The world order, the world, new world order, they're out to destroy us, but especially the young people. That's the future. And they know if they destroy them, there is no future. And that's why God maybe has started this work, a revival, to revive the church, to revive people, because that's the only thing. And it's only Christ that can withstand the powers that be, and only through his work. So let us lean upon him.
Abantu laba abangabahleli ukuthi izinto zizohamba kanjani ezweni bafaka amandla abo kulokho, kodwa ke sekufanele ukuthi sicele uNkulunkulu asilekelele ngezindlela zakhe ukusiza labo bantu. Ngibona ukuthi mina uNkulunkulu ingakho kufanele ukuthi aganyiswe, ngoba isimo esibhekene naso sesikhomba ukuthi nguJesu kuphela ongasilekelela ukulungisa lesi simo esibhekene naso.
Christ said, all power is given unto him. If that wouldn't have been, we would have given up. It would be of no use, avail what we're doing. But we're doing things and saying things and helping people as far as we can because all power has been given unto him. And that power defeats any evil work and spirit.
UJesu Kristu uphiwe onke amandla, ingakho siphikelela siwenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngoba siyazi ukuthi ngaye ikhona impumelelo.
Singaphelelwa amandla. UKristu mayephakathi kwethu akukho ungasinqoba. Kodwa kubalelekile bazalwane. That's why umuntu uthinta njalo leli point laphakathi enhlizweni, kungabe into ezokuhlukaniswa noNkulunkulu.
It is important for you not to allow anything to influence you and take away your heart from God.
Sibonga uNkulunkulu ngendlela abasho bebegcwalisa le ndawo. Bazalwane, mawubone isimo uNkulunkulu enza ngayo. Mhlambe khona ukuhle okukhulu kuzayo kusasa.
We were so thankful that this auditorium was full to the end, hoping that the Lord will do something in his time.
And at the end of the day, and nobody, not the Illuminati, not the world powers, not whoever it may be that we ever hear of, they don't control this world. The world and its people are in God's hand. And that's what we believe, and that's what the Bible says.
Lelizwe lisesandleni sikaNkulunkulu, hayi Illuminati leyo kaSathane, kodwa sikholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzowenza umsebenzi wakhe ngendlela yakhe ngesikhathi sakhe.
I'd like to begin today of something a farmer, just, you know, we farmers are ordinary people. He sent me this and I thought, well, he doesn't know, we just now and then meet, but he sent me this.
Umlimi umuntu onendlela yakhe acabanga ngayo ukhona ke omunye ongumlimi ongithumelele lokhu.
The only people mad at you for speaking the truth are those that are living a lie. You hear what he says? He sent me this. It says, the only people mad at you for speaking the truth are those living a lie. That's what he sent to me. And I thought, how does this man know?
Kukhona abantu abathi bangikhuluma iqiniso kodwa impilo abayiphilayo kungabi leyo ebifanele bayiphile. Ngathi hawu, lo muntu ukwazi ngani lokhu ngoba umlimi.
Back to God's word.
Sesibuyele ezwini
kaNkulunkulu. Here we read of 10 lepers.
La sifunda ngabantu ababe nochoko abayishumi.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Kusho ukuthi ke babe into efanayo ingakho behamba ndawonye.
Birds of a feather flock together. How often haven't we heard that?
Izinyoni ezifanayo ngezimpaphe ndiza ndawonye. Kaningi sikuzwa lokho.
With whom do you spend your time?
Isikhathi sakho usichitha nobani?
Who do you surround yourself with?
Wena uhlale unobani eduze kwakho?
Who is the one that moves your heart?
Ngubani okwazi ukunyakazisa inhliziyo yakho?
Here were these lepers.
Naka labo bantu abanoxhoko.
And from what we read, we find these people, these 10 men, were living on their own, away from the rest of the others.
Sithola labo bantu ukuthi bebeyiphilela nje impilo yabo kude bengekho phakathi kwabantu.
And from the beginning, I'd like to say this, that we understand it.
Ngithanda ukuphawula lokho ekuqaleni ukuze siqonde.
Leprosy can be compared to sin.
Uqhoko lungaqhathaniswa lufaniswe nesono.
And the cleansing of leprosy, which we read here, is compared to the cleansing of your sins through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kanti ukusindiswa kwabo labo bantu njengoba sizwile la kuqhathaniswa nokuthi uhlanzwe uJesu Kristu ezonweni zakho.
In our family, before we were born, a relative of my own father got leprosy.
Emndenini wakithi ngingakazalwa mina ezisho yena ukhona wayenobuqhele uqhoko emndenini.
Somebody in their family got this disease here in South Africa.
Omunye wemndeni lapha eSouth Africa wahlangana nalesi sifo.
If you spoke to my father, he knew well about it. And I think they visited even him there where he was, where they had taken him to.
Uma ngabe ungakhuluma nobaba ubaba wami wayezokutshela ngoba nokumvakashela bake bamvakashela.
But the heartbreaking thing is, and this is what my father used to say.
Kodwa okuqhumisa inhliziyo yilokhu baba wami angitshela kona.
They took this man.
Bamthatha lo muntu.
They put him into a cattle truck, you know, a wagon from the train. A steam train at that time, they took a whole big wagon where they used to put cattle in. There they put this one man into.
Hawu nakhoke sebemthatha lo mntwana oqhoko bembeka lapho bebekade bebeka khona inkomo
bebethutha ngayo inkomo bayifake estimeleni khona itruck bebefaka khona ilokhu inkomo bamfake yedwa kwathi ngena la uzohamba ngestimele cishe uye ePitoli cabange yonke le ndlela eyedwa. Think of it, this man, what didn't he go through? Hell he went, because this disease was so infectious.
Cabanga lo muntu ahlangana nakho ngoba lesi sifo sasisatshwa siyingozi.
Leprosy, I tried to read a little bit about it. Leprosy might begin with the loss of all sensation, feeling. You can lose your sensation any part of the body. Like you lose a spiritual sensation, if I put it that way, if sin enters your life. Nerves are affected and muscles waste away. Tendons contract.
Now,
I haven't got leprosy, let me tell you straight, but I know what it means if tendons are sore. That's why I couldn't walk.
It's
very, very sore. You can't walk. And they contract the tendons until the hands are like claws.
And
then ulceration begins on the hands or feet too. And if you look at it, it's dreadful what happens to a face. Progressive loss of fingers on toes. And even until your hand or your feet waste away.
Kuze kube lapho izinyawo zakho nemlenze yakho iphela khona indaba yakho.
Can you imagine the pain?
Cabanga ngezinhlungu ezikulokho.
Can you imagine the heartache?
Cabanga ngokuphathwa inhliziyo ngenxa lesi simo.
When you see your body wasting away like that.
Ubona umzimba wakho ulahlekelwa impilo ngaleyo ndlela.
Now listen. This all can take place between 20 and 30 years. It's not something overnight and you can get better. 20 to 30 years. This disease can take till you're dead.
Kwabanye lesi simo singamphatha umuntu kuze kube iminyaka engu 20 noma ngo 30 siphethe lesi sifo.
And they say it's a terrible death.
Bathi ukufa kwakhona kunzima.
And that's why people were so afraid of it.
Yengakho abantu babesaba ngalendlela.
And usually such a person or such a people weren't allowed to live amongst others.
Now
we'll understand this next point. Like with COVID, social distancing was very important.
And
a person that had leprosy wasn't allowed to comb his hair.
He
had to wear torn clothes. Torn clothes. Ingubo esikhephukile. Yeah. He had to wear bells on him that was saying he's close by.
And they
say he had to cover from his top lip down, like COVID. So COVID doesn't just only come. But these poor people, that's how they lived.
And
they say social distancing from such a boston, you wouldn't allow to draw nearer than 2 meters.
Manje, laba bantu, uma bephakathi kwenu, bekufanele ukuthi ningasondelani kube khona i 2 meters phakathi komunye umuntu nomunye umuntu.
We understand that, isn't it?
Siyaqonda lokho ngithi.
And they say, if the wind would blow in your direction from him, you weren't allowed to get closer than 45 meters. So they had, even at that time, they had their rules and regulations.
Ngaleso sikhathi bebe nemthetho bheka njengoba uma kukhona umoya ovunguzayo lapho sekufanele labo abaphilayo bengenako uchoko babe kude nawe ngo 45
ukukhalwa.
Can you
imagine
it?
These men were seen as wretched, forsaken.
Disheartened
people. People that had lost all hope.
Abantu asebelahlekelwe yilo lonke ithemba.
And death sentence was passed over them.
Ukufa kokwahlulela ukufa bese kuyinto nje ekubona engaphezulu kwabo.
I've tried to paint you a picture of sin.
Ngizamile ukuthi ngenze isithombe sesono.
Do you know, you should have immediately, if you're on the station, if you had a spiritual eye, you already immediately say, okay, is this what sin does? But if you haven't, that means you need, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in your heart. In the Middle Ages, a priest would take a leper into the church. Read a burial service over him. That as per human purposes, the man was dead. In other words, he already was saying the death prayer over that man. Think of it.
You're
buried alive. You're buried alive. Yeah. But here comes Christ. He sees these men. And Christ specializes in reaching out to the worst of mankind.
Simthola uKristu lo ekuyena owenza ngendlela ehlukile ephambili ekusizeni labo bantu.
Which we despise.
Labo abadelelekile.
Which we count as dead.
Esibabalelwa kwabangasekho emhlabeni.
You hear that? Which we despise and count as dead.
Us.
Christ brings hope of new life. That is Christ, which mankind pushes aside, which the world despises. Christ draws him to himself. A person with leprosy had no pride. He was forsaken. He was downtrodden. There was no hope. But very important is it that in all these circumstances, the blood of Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ, covers our life.
Okubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi kukho konke lokhu naye uyangena
Because leprosy has filled this world. Leprosy has penetrated maybe all spheres of mankind. And if it was so dangerous, so very dangerous, why is it that I draw nigh and as close as possible to the worst of leprosy? You find the young people, as Bambombo was saying, they say, I've never been in the church. He doesn't even know how to confess, but he was confessing. They understand. But do we really recognize the danger of leprosy? And what effect it can have on our spiritual life? Go read a bit about it, if you've got time, and see how it affects the body and destroys man. How much more something that we take so lightly as sin.
Ungafunda ngakho, ubone ukuthi kumkhinyabeza kanjani omunye umuntu, ubusubuka ukuthi uzukuthathe kalula.
And then Jesus met them in verse 14. He said to them, and when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cured and made clean. Think of it. An act of obedience. When last did you hear the Lord Jesus speaking to you? When last did you hear him touching something in your life which was
wrong?
Maybe when Christ speaks to you, you doubt. You ask many questions. Must I go? Must I go now? Must I do it now? Do you really fear that voice as you used to hear it burning in your heart? How will you be helped if you don't hear that voice that says, go,
hamba,
do this,
wenze lokhu,
go, make this right,
hamba, ulungise,
go, uplift the name of Christ,
hamba, uphakamise igama lika Christ,
and you doubt,
yangabaza,
and you are ashamed,
unamahloni,
and you withdraw,
uyayihlukanisa nalabo bantu.
How then can the Lord Jesus help you?
O Jesu, uyokusiza kanjani?
Verse 15. Then one of them,
omunye wabo,
upon seeing that he was cured,
ebona ukuthi usephilisiwe,
turned back,
jika wabuyele emuva,
recognizing and thanking,
eqonda futhi enokubonga,
praising God with a loud voice. One that was a Samaritan, a despised nation. Never, ever give up. Never, ever take it to heart when people despise you.
Ungalokothi udeleleke wamukela lokhu noma abantu bona bengakwamukeli bekudelela.
Those are the people many a time that Christ finds and that react upon what he says.
Lalo hlobo lwabantu uJesu waqaphela ukuthi ilona abalalelayo lokho akhuluma nabo.
This man recognized the saving grace from disease.
Le ndoda yahlangana lomusa kaNkulunkulu ekulashweni leso sifo.
And maybe may I add, not only of leprosy, but of sin. That's why this man came back.
Nginganezela ngithi hayi nje nalendoda le kuphela ngisho nangesono nje la.
This man experienced more, I believe, than just being saved from his leprosy.
Le ndoda yahlangana lokukhulu ngaphezulu kwalokho ukusindiswa nje.
Some commentators say
labo ababhala izinto ezichaza iBhayibheli bathi
this is the only one out of 10. You hear? One out of 10 that were saved from their sin. The others, yes, they were healed. But this man experienced something different.
Baphiliswa beyishumi kodwa lo muntu oyedwa wahlangana lokungajwayelekile empilweni yakhe.
We don't hear of what happened again to the other 9.
Asizwa lutho okwenzeka kulamadoda awu 9.
But this man, something took place in his heart that changed him.
Kodwa le ndoda kukhona okwenzeka enhlizweni yakhe kwaguqula izinto.
And the first thing he did, and that's how you recognize a person that has been saved by grace. The first thing he did, he uplifted his voice to Christ.
Into yokuqala ayenza lo muntu waphakamisa iphimbo lakhe kuKristu.
If you meet Christ and you don't uplift him, then ask yourself, have I really met this man, the Savior? Because something will happen in me. I know it out of my own life.
Kuyenzeka ukuthi uma ngabe umuntu ehlangana noKristu kube khona okwenzekayo. Lokho okwenzekayo kube yiyona nto eyigugu kuyena. Ukusho ukuthi uma wena ungakuthathi ngendlela leyo, zibuze ukuthi ngempela khona lokwenzekile.
The day when I met the Savior and he changed my life.
Lolo suku engahlangana ngalo nomsindisi oguquka impilo yami.
It wasn't the end of his working in my life, no. But is the beginning of a new change.
Kwakungesikhona okugcina lokho akwenzayo uJesu Kristu. Cha, kwakuyisiqalo.
The first thing you do is you go and you tell others. I know my grandmother had a place in Greytown. Others were visiting in the home. I was outside looking for a soul to pass by, to whom I could share this good news. My grandmother.
Ukhulu wakhe ke wayekwazi ukuye Greytown abese bakwenye indawo ke abheke lo muntu angakwazi ukuxoxa nayo amhlephelele ngendaba kaNkulunkulu.
Ngendlela umuntu mayehlangana nalo Jesu awuyiqale, mawuhlangana nalo Jesu oqala uzophakamisa igama lakhe. Number 1. Ngiyakuzwa nina abasha benila kwasiza abantu mhlawumbe nilalelayo. Animphakamiseni uJesu. Leyo nto izokusiza, izokuvikela kusasa futhi. Ngoba abantu bazobona ukuthi hayi lo asikwazi kusondela kuyena. Then lapho ngivakashela ugogo eGreytown, abantu bebesendlini babavakashela, mina bengiphandle. Tshela abanye kuJesu. Ngenxa yokuthi khona ngikuzwayo enhlizweni. Yabona mawu uhlangana na Jesu uzofana du nalo yedwa umsamarito lo wathi angibuye. Wathi waphakamisa izwi lakhe wambonga uJesu. Ngiyabona ke umuntu ohlangana namandla ukukuthi akhulule zonweni akhulule zonweni akulapha ngelephero yakho ay noma kanjani uzosukuma umemezele igama lakhe. So that's why Paul warns in Romans chapter 1.
Yingakho uPaul esixwayisa kwisahlukweni sokuqala kwabaseRoma.
If we are not prepared to give thanks, read it. We've heard it often. Give thanks and praise God.
Uma singazimisela ukumbonga uNkulunkulu simdumise.
He gives us over to other lustful pleasures and desires of an evil, evil heart.
Uyasidedela sihlanganeke nobubi kanye nezinye izinto ezibuhlungu.
And those desires and that evil heart have no end, no end, no parameters to what they can get up to.
Leyo nhliziyo embi ayinawo umngcele ekwenzeni kwawo lezo zinto. Wenza nje konke.
Maybe you experience something. You know what it is to praise and thank God. But what is it like today?
Mhlawumbe kukhona okwaziyo unalo ulwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu udunyiswa kanjani. Kodwa ke namhlanje na kunjani?
Zacchaeus in Luke 19 met the same Christ.
UZakeu wahlangana noJesu.
Zacchaeus had a leprosy of his own.
UZakeu waye nohlobo yochoko lakhe.
He was a thief.
Ube intshontsha.
He was corrupt.
Ube umuntu othatha izinto.
To the highest degree.
Kakhulu kakhulu eqophelweni
elikhulu. Because he stole from the poor.
Entshontsha kulabo abaswele.
And God will never forget that.
Ungalokothi ukukhohlwe lokho.
That's why the Lord had a time with Zacchaeus.
Ingakho uJesu waba nesikhathi sikaZakeu.
And then Zacchaeus, after he had invited the Lord, said, Lord, I did wrong.
Uma esememile uNkulunkulu wathi hawu uNkulunkulu ngonile.
I've stolen.
Ngintshontshile.
I'll give fourfold back to those that I've stolen from.
Lokho nakubantu engitshontshe kubona ngizonikela sekuphindwe ka
four. It's actually a miracle. To go and find all these people once again. It must have been a humbling experience.
Awukabage nje ukufanele ukuthi kuba into ethobisayo into ahlangana nayo.
And why do I say that?
Kukani ngisho kanjalo?
Often when you ask somebody, tell me, did you ever go and say sorry? Did you ever make that right with your parents or with whom it ever it was?
Kaningi uma uthi kumuntu wakwazi yini ukuthi uye kumzali noma kumuntu othile owenza kuyena okubi.
And they say no.
But he come.
How? If Christ comes, who's got to tell you? Christ never told him, Zacchaeus, now do this. He knew in his heart. But why don't you and I know? Why don't we know? Why don't we recognize it?
Kanti uma ubheka uZakheu lapho ehlangana noJesu akuyena uJesu wathi akenze ukuthi wazizwela yena pho kungani wena nami singakwenzi.
Zacchaeus confessed his sin, but that was not the end. He made restitution. He went and made right.
Wavuma isono sakhe indaba ayigcinanga lapho wahamba wayolungisa lokho okonakele.
And what was the result?
Umphumela walokho.
Salvation has entered this house.
Insindiso yangena kuleyo.
Amazing.
Kuyamangalisa.
Amazing.
Kuyamangalisa.
And I feel the same with this leprous man. It was as if the Lord said, man, now salvation has entered your home. Go and you are cured.
Ngikonda kahle ke le ndaba yalo owaya kuJesu. UJesu athi cha ke hamba.
Think of it. What an experience from being the worst of mankind.
Obo muntu hluphekile no ubhlungu kunabo bonke abanye abantu kanti usuphiliswa ngalendlela
entering into a glorious new life
sundena khona kulempilo ecazimo ecwebezelayo yezulu.
Now we can say, oh, this man, what didn't he experience? He went back home. Although he had to go to the priest first, he went back home. Think of his people, their relatives. What didn't they say about this man?
Lendoda ke yathi uma isiphilisiwe yahamba yaya kubantu bakube ekhaya kana ku Jesu futhi yafika.
What will heaven say of you? The Bible says if one sinner gets converted, there's rejoicing in heaven. What is heaven's reaction to you? Don't take that lightly. When we were young and the Lord dealt with us, he spoke about heaven. He exactly said those thoughts that were in your heart. He says, that's not right.
UJesu uyakhuluma ngale ndoda ukuthi le mcabango onayo akuyona imcabango bekufanele ukuthi ube nayo.
What about your life?
Injani impilo yakho?
Have you been really healed?
Uphiliswa ngempela?
Leprosy?
Ekhokweni lakho?
Then why not?
Uma kungenjalo kubangwa yini?
Why not?
Kungani?
Here Christ could heal this man.
Wakwazi uChrist ukuphilisa le ndoda.
And if he could heal him,
uma akwazi ukuphilisa le ndoda,
why can't he heal your life?
Kungani engayiphilisa yakhe impilo?
Maybe you've got a grudge.
Mhlawumbe unequbu.
Maybe you've got hatred.
Mhlawumbe unenzondo.
You've got no respect for others.
Awubahlonipha abanye abantu.
And has that changed in your life?
Sekuguqukile lokho empilweni yakho na?
Has the Lord healed that totally?
Usephilise ngokupheleleyo uNkulunkulu.
We say Christ and the Lord wants to work in the last days, and the Bible says so.
Sithi uKristu ufuna ukuphilisa ngalezi insuku zokugcina, lisho njalo iBhayibheli.
He wants to work. And he needs his people with whom he can work. Don't you want to be part of those people? Don't you want Christ to change your life? Don't you want him to use you, able to help others one day with leprosy? And the wonderful thing is, he can do it for your life. It's up to you what you do with it. And then Jesus said to him, get up, go your way. Your faith has restored you to health. And where did it all start? By crying aloud and standing afar off and say, Lord, here am I. Lord, save me from my leprosy. And then when he saved you, you'll be able to uplift his name. And that will be your first reaction.
I'd
like to end with the story of a young boy. And I'd like to end with something he once said to his mother. A young boy, William, went to his mother after a certain service. And he said,
why said he?
So and so will not experience the Savior, he said to his mother.
What usbanban ngeke ahlangane nomsindisi.
Why? Asked his mother. William answered.
William waphendula.
Mother, he was only down on one knee.
Ube kukenge tole lodwa ma William.
And he'll never get peace.
Ngeke athole ngisho nokuthula.
Until he's down on both knees.
Kuze kube lapho ayothi ma eguqa aguqe ngamadolo omabili.
Do you do that?
Wena uyakwenza into.
You just go down on one knee.
Uguqa ngedolo lodwa nje.
And then you rebel off what you have to rebel off.
Ebese kuwenza lokho ofuna ukuthi ukwenze esikhathi uguqile.
But a person that sees his disease and knows the danger of it, knows how to cry and knows how to seek help.
Umuntu owazi ukuthi izinto zikwenzeka kanjani uyabakwa uyakwazi futhi nokuthi ukubonga kwakhe nokuveza kwakhe kufanele akwenze kanjani.
Until conviction of sin brings us down on both knees.
Kuze kube lapho isono simgukisa phansi ngamadolo omabili.
Until we are completely humbled.
Kuze kube lapho sithotshiswa khona ngokupheleleyo.
Until we see that if I carry on like this, there is no hope.
Senze sibone ukuthi uma ngiqhubeka ngalendlela alikho ithemba.
Until there is no more pride.
Kuze kuphele nya ukuziqhenya.
Pride is a subject that we need to talk about.
Ukuziqhenya kuyindaba esingakhuluma ngayo.
Pride causes you to gossip about others.
Ukuziqhenya kuletha ukuthi ube umuntu ohleba abanye abantu.
But you never have seen the leprosy people. If you need to do social distancing, then do it with gossiping.
Uma ngabe kudingeka ukuthi wenze okufanele ukuthi ukwenze, usuke ukwenze kodwa wena ube ukwenze ngomoya wokuhleba.
That's where social distancing is very well needed. But because of pride, because of what you think you are, when where you belong to, and you who you are, if that doesn't get torn down,
I wonder, ngoba kufanele ukuthi uze ufike lapha uzozibona khona wena.
But you act the way you act.
Wenza ngalendlela ofuna ukwenza ngayo.
You think what you are.
Ucabanga ngalokho yikho wena.
That's why you talk the way you talk.
Yingakho ukukhuluma ngalendlela okhuluma ngayo.
There's no respect.
Awuhloniphi.
You don't see the others older than you.
Awubabona abantu abadala kunawe.
Those things take to heart.
And
if you practice them, you'll see the difference in your life. Now we've spoken a lot about leprosy. The world is an evil, leprous place. And if you don't keep your distance from them, you'll be found being infected by it. Yeah. And there is no worse situation than to be found infected. And you find you're wasting away. Do you understand why it's so important to always cleanse?
Uyabona ukuthi kungani kubalulekile ukuthi ube umuntu njalo ozihlanzayo emoyeni.
Jesus, do you understand why now you've got to disinfect your hands?
Uyabona yini ukuthi kungani kufanele ugeze izandla uma ungena endaweni?
Disinfect your mind.
Nengqondo yakho futhi
geze. Disinfect your eyes.
Namehlo akho agezeke.
Through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngegazi lika Jesu Kristu.
You can't do that without it.
Awukwazi ukwenza lokho ngaphandle kwalokho.
But here were these 10 lepers.
Na ngala madoda ayishumi.
One.
Oyedwa.
One.
Oyedwa.
Look all around you. Who's that one in your midst? Look at it.
Beka nje uzungeza. Ubani oyedwa nje empilweni yakho?
You know, it's quite interesting. Many times when Christ healed somebody,
kuyamangalisa uma uChrist ephilisa umuntu.
Many a time.
Kaningi.
In the Bible.
EBhayibhelini.
He said,
wathi,
sin no more.
Ungaphinde wenze isono.
And you know, my own opinion, what if these men, some of them, got sick again?
Emcabangweni wami ke uthi ha kuzokwenzekani uma omunye walamadoda ephindele esonweni.
Because Christ asked the pertinent question, where are the other nine?
UJesu wabuza umbuzo obalulekile, baphi abayi-9 na?
He didn't say where are the others. He was specific, where are the other nine?
Akazange athi abantu nje abangaki, wathi laba abawu-9 bayephi?
We don't know the end.
Asazi isiphetho sabo.
But we can with hope, confidence say this man received something which was totally different. And which carried him right to the end. When you meet Christ, and he saves you from your sin, you'll experience something.
Kukhona ozohlangana nakho.
A burden lifting.
Uthulwa umthwalo.
Let us take it serious. And young people, we pray for you. Pray for you because this leprosy is so infectious. And if you're not careful, it clings so quickly to you.
Bantwabasha, thathani ninginake lokhu ngoba uma ungesiye umuntu oqaphelayo kunamathela ngokushesha.
Mbomvu, ukhuluma umbubani. Somebody wants to say something, would be nice, and then close in prayer.
How wonderful the story that we have listened to and heard.
And
how sweet it is, and yet it touches the heart.
We read
here about thankfulness. If we explain to us what leprosy is, we see what a tough disease it is. I have seen someone who has leprosy once.
There
was no nose. Fingers had been chopped off.
Lapha ekhaleni wayefaka indwangu nje ukuzavikela umoya omkhulu uma uqhamuka ngoba waye ezoba sengozini.
Where the nose was supposed to be was just a cloth. If the strong wind would come, you would have a problem.
Kulahleka imizwa ungezwa noma siyanqamuka noma ungafaka umuno wakho emlilweni ungasha nje ngoba sekuphele sekushe imizwa awusezwa lutho.
Having no feeling, all the nerves burnt away. You could put your finger into the fire, wouldn't even feel that it's burning.
Njengoba sizwa ukuthi umonakalo odalwa isono kuba njani umuntu esephelelwa imizwa awusezwa noma konakele noma usuyakhuzwa noma uyasizwa awuzwa futhi awuboni ubona konke kuhamba kahle.
And the damage that sin does when you are there where you are helped, you are reprimanded, nothing goes in, you just feel that everything is fine with you.
Siyezwa ukuthi izwe isona sizinda sochoko nanti izwe likhamsile ngezinto zalo maye kithina esingayogxuma sigxumele emlilweni siubona ngoba siyazi ukuthi noma kanjani lo mlilo uzoshisa.
The world, we have heard how evil the world is, that leprosy that can cling to us. And woe to us if we just continue in the world, because we will find that we will end up in the fire.
Kuphinde kube nzima uma umuntu esephelelwe imizwa usungasiboni nesono usungasakwazi ukuthi uyincinze ukuthi nakho ngona vele kone nje kalula nje akukho okukhuzayo ngoba izwe libe namandla phezu kwempilo yakho.
If you have lost all sensitivity, sin comes. You don't even realize that sin is there. You just continue, and that is because the world has engulfed you and has taken you over.
Kodwa siyamangala ngalabo bantu base Samaria. Funda kaningi eBhayibhelini. Kukhona okuhle okwakutholakala ngabantu base Samaria.
We are amazed at the Samaritans. We read about them a few times in the Bible. The wonderful things that have come from them.
Kwangathi abantu basezweni babe nokuzo okungcono kunalaba okuthiwa bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
As if the people of this world had more feeling than those who were known as children of God.
Kuyinto ebuhlungu leyo uma umuntu umzalwane size sidlule abasezweni babone kangcono izinto ngehle elingcono kunathi thina esingabazalwane.
How painful when the people of the world see things clearer than we who are known as children of God.
Kodwa sizwile okwabasizayo bahlanjululwa besahlanjululwa kwenzeka izinto empilweni yabo.
So wonderful when we heard that they were cleansed, and not just having been cleansed, but something happened in their life.
Kwanqamuka uchoko olwalibaphethe kwakho nokubonga kulo ngalokho enzelwe khona.
The leprosy that was in them came to an end, and there was a thankfulness in this one man.
Nkulunkulu asize ngalokho asenzela khona nalokho asasenzela khona asenzela khona sibe nokumbonga singambongi siyamkweleta.
May the Lord help us for that which he has done already and that which he is doing, that we thank the Lord. If we don't say thank you, then we owe him a debt.
Futhi mangabe sisindisile wasiphulukisa singabuyeli kukho futhi singabuyeli kule mpilo leyo singabuyeli kule mpilo yokulahlekelwa imizwa ngokaNkuluNkulu nokubona izinto ngokweso kaNkuluNkulu.
And if the Lord has saved us and has set us free, oh, may we never go back. May we never go back to that which the Lord has saved us from.
Asithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Nkulunkulu wethu. Khulume nathi ngendlela eyisineke. Njengemvula enayo ingajahi yehlele emhlabathini.
We thank you, Lord. You have spoken to us in such a clear manna, as the rain that goes into the soil that penetrates.
Siyacela Nkosi, lokho esikuzwile kudale ukufuna kabusha, ukukulangazelela nokuhlanjululwa nokuhlanzwa egazini lakho Nkosi Jesu.
And Lord, that your work comes and does its work in our hearts, that we have a desire to be cleansed by your blood.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba singahambi sinochoko. Futhi uNkulunkulu uma umuntu ezazela ukuthi unakho ayihlukanise Nkosi nabantu ngoba uzothelela abanye bese bayagula bayafa ngenxa yakhe. Umuntu engafa nangokomoya ngenxa kapoison. Umuntu ayifice senawo ngokungalaleli wena Nkosi Jesu.
Help us, Lord, that we do not walk around with leprosy, and also that we realize that if we do walk around with leprosy, we infect others, we bring evil onto others, and things which they should not experience, they experience within us.
Sibongile Nkosukuzu ukuthi masikhala sikhalela lokho okuhluphayo, sikhala ngezono zethu, ukhona wena Msindisi ukusiza nokusiphulukisa.
Thank you, Lord, for what we've heard, that if we can cry out with that which is a trouble to us, that you can be there, Lord. You are there to save us and set us free.
Qhubeka nathi Nkosi, masingena kuleli sonto elisha, ungene nathi usihole nakulo, sihambe sikuwe, siholwa nguwe, uNkulunkulu silawulwa nguwena.
Continue with us, Lord, as we enter into this week. We pray, Lord, that it will be you who lead and guide us, who reprimand us and show us the right way to go.
Okubalulekile Nkosi, singafunyanwa sihamba nochoko, sihamba nezono ezosilimaza thina, zilimaze nabanye abantu futhi.
And importantly, Lord, that we do not walk with that sin, with that leprosy in us, and that we infect other people.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
We pray all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.